So we all walked to the castle.
Yeah,
that was a we. I followed along because I figured maybe Robin could use some help. But I tried to stay hidden. And as we walked, that old witch Tamanoa kept talking to Melora and waving around this funny round-headed cane she was carrying.
What a pretty child you've become. Why, you look more like your old Aunt Tamanoa every day.
You are not my eel aunt.
Why, of course I'm not your real aunt.
You're a wearable titch.
Well, naturally I'm a terrible witch.
I'll tell my daddy about you.
You tell your daddy anything you want. He won't understand a word. Ah, yes, indeed, yours is one of the best evil enchantments I ever cast. It must drive you crazy.
Oh, it drives me daisy.
Now, see, a frog wouldn't do a rotten thing like that.
I could only bake the hall in the candle of her brain.
Bake the hall in the candle of her brain? I didn't understand that at all. Anyway, when we reached the palace and Tamanoa had gone away, Melora let Robin out of the basket.
Hello, Hoggy.
Hello, Melora. Are we at the palace now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, if we're at the palace and you're my friend now, how would you like to kiss me?
What?
If you would kiss me, I'd turn into a handsome prince.
Oh, you frilly old sog.
Why am I silly?
Well, a frog can't be a prince.
Sure they can. I mean, I can. I bet you'd like me if I were a prince. I like you. I can even understand what you say.
Kay, you sang.
Sure I can. Why, I even understood the song you were singing by the well this morning.
Really? You mean...